Thanks for choosing Love in the Morning on 94.8 Your Vic Radio. It's time now for our Your Vic Radio Business of the Week. We do this each and every week. We have a brilliant local independent business on, and this week it's Lucy Rose Studios, which is a maternity, newborn and family professional photographer based in York. And I'm delighted Lucy's joined me in the studio. Hi, Lucy, how are you?
Hello, I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
So I'm always fascinated in how people arrived where they are now. What sort of led you to become a professional photographer?
I mean, I've always been quite creative and I've always wanted to do something such as photography. My granddad gave me my first camera when I was in my teens, one I think he was just getting rid of. And ever since then, I've kind of had a camera around my neck. My poor, poor husband has spent far too much on camera gear over the years, Christmases and birthdays and things. And then ultimately, the birth of my daughter kind of made me reevaluate what I wanted to do and how I wanted to spend my time.
Yeah.
And I just said, I'm just going to give it a go. And here we are.
Yeah, and that's the thing, really, because there is so many diverse areas of speciality when it comes to photography. How did you come to yours? Was it because of your daughter, or was it something that, you know, you'd sort of had an interest in for quite a while?
So I think yes, definitely. My daughter played a huge, huge part of it. I think once you've been through that moment, you realise just how special the bump photos and the newborn photos and the first birthday photos are, because they grow so quickly and they change so fast.
Yeah.
That I think it just becomes really, really special. I mean, I've always loved capturing moments and capturing memories, and I'd having been there, I only take photos and provide photos that I would want for myself, that I would want hanging up on my wall of my children and of our family. And I think I've always loved working with children. I mean, originally I trained to become a teacher, and it was something that I always wanted to do. I always wanted to spend time with children and families. And I love being able to see them do different things and playing. And I think a lot of families get really worried when they realise they're going to have to take their toddler to have professional photography.
Yeah.
And I think they breathe a huge sigh of relief when they see all of my information that I send to them and through speaking to them, that they can just run around and they can play and they can sing and they can shout, and there's no sitting for the photo and sitting still and smiling, because that's just not how you get lovely photos of the family. So I think that plays a huge role.
And you're right, because unlike inanimate photography like food or landscape photography, it's a lot more personal at your area of expertise, because, you know, people, well, they love their children. What are the key essentials to, you know, achieving those stunning results? Is it just them being natural?
I think so. I think that plays a huge part in it, that I don't try and control them too much. I let them just run around and have a bit of a play, and that's how you get the really natural nanosecond moments between the family. And I think that's really, really beautiful. And I think it's also just being really, really patient, and really patient with new families. I think especially with newborn photography, sometimes they just need to feed 45 minutes three yeah. times, and I give them the time and the space to do that, and I'll make sure that they have plenty of cups of really hot tea and really hot coffee and a few biscuits, and they can just have that time to be themselves and be really patient. I think if there's a really, really fun family and a really fun, loud family, I'll meet them with that energy. If I get a really sleep-deprived new parent that's only slept for 2 hours in the last 4 days, then again, I'll meet them at that energy. I'll go and get a cup of coffee first, but then I'll meet them with that energy. And I think it's just taking the time at the start of a session to really get to know one another. That it's the difference between taking photos and capturing the memories that I know that they're going to want to take home and they're going to want to keep and they're going to treasure forever. And I think there's a huge difference in the two.
It's all about relationships, isn't it, really?
100%, yeah.
I mean, you strike me as somebody who values empathy a lot. In other words, absolutely. You need to know what makes them tick, and actually you'll get the best out of them and the children.
Absolutely. There's no rush during any of my sessions. The first kind of half an hour really is a case of let the children get to know me if they're a little bit older, because the last thing they want is to walk into a stranger's home and suddenly be having photos taken of them. They just don't need that. So we take the time at the start to really play and get to know one another. I get to know what the family's like and what the parents want out of a session, and really taking that moment for them to absorb their children as well and take stock of how far they've come on their journey, whether that was straight, whether that was very, very winding, whether it took 10 years or 1 year. It's really taking that time to be emotional and vulnerable and just take stock of your family, and I think that's an incredible gift.
And the couple of words that were really interested me, natural light.
Yes.
What's that about? As in, you make a definite choice to do it in natural light.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no fake lighting going on behind me. And both types of photography are absolutely beautiful. But I think the natural lighting really highlights the beautiful parts of the children's skin. It kind of softens everything. There's no falseness. And then it gives the children time to be themselves as well. If they've got a bright white light shining at their face, all they're going to do is sit there and go stiff and not be able to play themselves. But whereas in the studio, it's just a little bit of a white mat and I've got loads of wooden toys and they just start towering blocks, or I've got a little kitchen they can play with, or, you know, they can have a little snack in the middle of the room if they want to, because I use kitchen vinyl, which is very wise because that just wipes clean. So there's just a lot of space for them to be themselves rather than having any false things going on around them that's going to make them a little bit nervous or a little bit more on edge.
And what makes the difference between people choosing maybe to go outdoors with you rather than indoors? Is there a preference?
I think it depends on the family and it depends on the type of photography that they want. I obviously offer both, but I think the studio offers a really calm environment. It's a very controlled environment. We know what we're going to get. Whereas when we go outside, which is really good for the older children, say they're 5, 6, 7 and they really are runners, or they like to be on the move, or they like to play tag and chase and this, that and the other, or maybe you've got a dog, that's the kind of space for that. Whereas in the studio there's lots of running, but when a toddler runs it, you can't go quite as far than when a 7-year-old runs. So
absolutely.
I think there's a bit of a difference in just what your family wants, but I do have a lot of first birthdays outside as well, and it's just what does your family want on the wall. I think that's the end goal.
And do the kids get it? I mean, do they know they're being photographed? Are some natural and they will play to the camera, and are some in a way brilliantly innocent because they forget about the camera? It's almost just as good, if not better.
I'd say 90% are both.
Right.
I think you get most of them at the start where they're a bit like, oh, what's that? What? And I try and get them involved. A few of the older ones, I'll let them take the photos and take a couple of photos for mom and dad so they can see what's controlled, and I'm holding the camera, but they can kind of see what's going on and why I'm doing it, and then I'll start taking a few of them and showing them what they're going, and then by the end of the session, towards the last kind of half an hour, 45 minutes, they've usually forgotten about it and they're just running up to mom and dad or giving them a cuddle or playing or whatever it is that they're going to do.
The one thing I've always wondered about, Lucy, is with a professional photographer like yourself, the democratization of photography, in other words smartphones, you know, and AI and stuff like that, how's it impacted on your job?
I don't think it really has an impact, and I say that with a little bit of confidence.
Yeah,
because I think smartphones and professional photography, they're very separate things, they're very different things. I think smartphones play a really amazing role every day. I use mine constantly every day.
Oh really? So you still, you know, do that a lot?
Absolutely.
Right.
I can't carry my camera around my neck and edit photos, 50 photos from every day. There's just not the time in the day. But with professional photography, I think as long as you find the right photographer, it's an experience. It's, you're not just paying for the photos at the end. Yes, that's the end game, is to get amazing, incredible photos, which we do every single time. But it's a full experience of being able to take a full day with your family, just sit back with a cup of tea and look at your children and think, we've done this. This is incredible. Look how amazing our beautiful children are. It's, when you're in a newborn period, it's being able to say to family and friends, actually, no, you can't come round today. We're going to see Lucy Rose Studios. It's saying to the midwives and a day out of the hospital trips. And that first few weeks can be really chaotic. And I think being able to take a day within that first couple of weeks to really sit and soak up your newborn and really sit and go, oh my gosh, we did it. We're here. And look how incredible they are. I have loads of families on their first birthday, on the actual first birthday, have their experience for the first birthday to come to the studio and take the photos. And that's their gift to their baby, is instead of toys and treats and all of those kind of things, which all family and friends are going to do anyway, the gift is the photos that they're going to get as they grow up and as they change. And we're probably the last generation that doesn't get those weekly, daily photos.
Yeah.
And I think that's just an incredible gift to be able to say, look at this as you grow up. And I think the difference in the quality is huge. So the photos from 2-3 years ago from smartphones, they're already starting to fade and blur and look a bit hazy. In 10-15 years time, when your little one, who is now a newborn or 1 year old or 2 years old, they're already going to be different again. Whereas the professional photography, it will stand the test of time. That can be on your wall until you're 80, 90, and so on and so forth. So I think they're very, very separate things. It depends on what you want. Smartphones are fantastic for every day, but I think professional photography should be used for the big birthdays, for the newborns, for all of the things like that. And I think with AI, it is what it is. It's artificial.
Yeah.
You're never going to look at something that's AI and think, oh, do you remember when we made that? Like, it's just, yeah. it's a very separate thing. And I think it's a wonderful thing and it's a wonderful tool.
Hmm.
But it's I don't think it's going to have too big of an impact. I might say that with too much confidence, but we'll see.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, and the things with smartphones and particularly with photography is it's not a wand, it's a tool. And yes. you're quite right. I mean, there's this big thing in the UK at the moment called the experience economy.
Yeah.
People do not want physical things. They want to experience something. They want to go to gigs. They want to go to concerts. They want a holiday. They don't want, you know, a pair of socks, or they don't want a new, physical items, mm-hmm. in effect, because yeah. you know they'll always be there. And it's the same with yourself. It's a total package, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you go back and look at my reviews, I'd say most, if not all, of the newborns especially, they say that it's one of the only things, or one of the most special things that they remember from that first couple of weeks, because it's really the first time that you are able to just sit back and relax without the pressures of texting and this and that and family wanting photos and things. And it's just a really incredible thing to be able to look back on and say, do you remember that day? Do you remember that time? And do you remember that experience? And do you remember when they did that at least? Do you remember when they did that? And it's a wonderful thing.
And is that what really stops people from being experts with you? Because everyone's an expert these days. Is the fact that they suddenly realise there's a lot more to it, and you almost disarm them because they're thinking, oh, I know about this. Oh, didn't realise that, or didn't realise that. And it's that difference between an amateur and a professional.
Yeah, I think so. I think because I spend that time to build a huge rapport with clients, both before they come to the studio and whilst they're at the studio, I spend a lot of time really cultivating a big relationship with every single one of my clients. I don't think any of them will tell you differently. Loads of them have gone on to become friends because we've come that close during a shoot. And I think because of that relationship, they learn to trust me quite quickly, and they learn that actually I've done this 200, 300, 400, 500 times over by now, and actually I know what's going to capture the really beautiful moments. So they trust that.
And they keep coming back, I guess.
And they keep coming back, yeah.
Which is great, you know.
Which is wonderful. I have clients that come 6-7 times a year, that's a couple of them, because they really don't want to miss those moments. And that's really special to me, to really get to see the babies grow and change and learn, and they learn my name and they know who I am, and they come and they go into Lucy's house. And that's a big thing that I tell clients beforehand in the welcome guide and talking to them, is don't tell your children that you're going for a photography experience. Tell them you're going to your Aunt Lucy's house. Tell them you're going to a friend's house.
Yeah.
And then they come disarmed. They come ready to have a good time, ready to relax and have a really good day. And they're just going to mum's mate's house.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fine. And there's going to be biscuits.
And if they do want to go to mum's mate's house, how do they get in touch?
So there's so many ways. I make myself way too much available. So you can either Instagram me on Lucy Rose Studios, my website, www.lucyrosestudios.co.uk, Facebook, as it says, Lucy Rose Studios, and then my email and numbers and everything are all on my website as well. So just get in touch, hit me up.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you.
Thank you.